Good morning. Hope you had a good night of rest. And we're glad to gather again this morning. Would you turn in your hymnals to hymn number 455? Maybe we could come to the Lord in prayer for a few things today. Our children, some of the younger ones, are up in the cottage right now. They're having their morning worship. And I think it would be good for us to pray for them. There are several that will be working with them, teaching them, and doing some other things as well. But we don't want to despise what God wants to do in our children. And we've all heard testimonies of how God works in young ones. And so let's pray that God would meet them. I want to pray also, it's been on my heart, I've sensed it last year and again this year. There are a lot of people that normally would be at camp, especially in the village. Probably a couple hundred kids through the summer that are part of the camp ministry. And last year they weren't here, and this year they're not here. Now some are coming with families and so forth, and maybe on staff. But, you know, we hear those testimonies too, how God has met these children in the village and in the cottage, and how it has helped them and kept them through the year. And that's missing in their lives now. And we want to pray for those children and young people, but also for some adults. Camp this year filled up pretty quickly, and I know there are people that wanted to be here that can't be. And I want to pray that God would meet people that are missing this opportunity. We're privileged. You got your registration in early. but I know it's more than that. God has ordered this moment with us. But there are those I know whose hearts are here and we'll miss it. And I just think it would be good for us to pray for these particular needs this morning. There are a few others that maybe I could mention. And if you have prayer requests that are on your heart and want to share that with us, maybe through the day, there will be some other ways to do that. We'll share later. Please let us know. But here are some that have come to my attention again this morning. One is for Pastor Gary and Sister Catherine. Today is the 15th anniversary, isn't it? And so they're celebrating here at camp. And so we want to pray that God would bless them and continue to use them. And some of you know, kind of a roundabout way, my brother David, his daughter Jennifer, is married to Michael, Mike Clymer. And I just heard another report this morning that is encouraging. But he had a tumor, benign, on his brain, but it needed to be removed. And because of the invasiveness of that, there has been some effects that was a little bit anticipated, but hoped that it wouldn't be as bad as it was. Anyway, the speech and paralysis is an issue right now. They expect that to improve in time, and they were talking maybe 6 to 9 months before they would see improvement. But a testimony came again this morning that he's speaking more than they thought he would. He's now moving a finger and a toe, which is, they said the doctors are shocked. And so we're thankful for that. If you could just continue to pray for Mike, and they're waiting for rehab centers to open. They're all full, and they're having a hard time finding a place to get him in to start rehab. So for him. And then there are two young women that are part of camp that aren't here today. My son John Christian's wife, Alina, and Ashlyn Byman, both of them are taking their boards for nursing today. And so they've asked for prayer, and we want to lift them up. So maybe there are a couple people that would kind of take hold of some of these requests real quick. And let's join together in faith and believe God for answers today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that last verse.
I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps, giveth me song in the night. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb,
the children before, I had to think of when John Praw and his brothers were just little tykes, maybe 3 or 4 or 5, and were running around the church in Floral Park. Who would have thought that they would become ministers serving God so faithfully? And I had to think of all the little kids that we've seen come through these grounds and what would become of them. One of them just comes to mind was became the dad of the Attorney General of Colorado recently. I thought, wow, that kid came to this camp. What he heard, what molded his life through his counselors and through the Word of God, how wonderful that is. And how we can pray that the Lord comes to those little minds, those receptive hearts, they're like sponges at that age. But oh, that God would come by His mighty Holy Spirit and work in those little children. He's able to do that. Yeah. He's able to mold those children into Christ-like images. Yeah. And we have to believe that. We have to have faith for our little ones. I taught high school for 30 years, and sometimes when the kids would frustrate me for not having studied for an exam, I'd say, you are the future surgeons of this nation. You are the future lawyers. And what can we expect? And of course, there may be some humor in that, but these are the backbone. These would be the backbone of our society someday. Little children who grow up to no longer be little children, but young adults and married adults. Oh, that we should take these kids on our hearts. Like Peter, I think of those kids who were in the village who were looking forward to their last years in Nonantum. Nonantum is when you graduate from the village to the wilderness up there in Nonantum. That's a big deal. And some kids will miss that or have missed it. But, oh God, come to our children. Come to our young ones. Come to our youth. The people say, oh, we had it bad years ago too, but not like this, not like in these days. We are bombarded by the enemy at every angle, every means possible, but the Lord can keep them. The Lord can sustain them, and I pray that He will, and I pray that He puts it on our hearts to keep these kids in prayer. The Lord is able, and He's mighty to save.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All the wonder of it all,
the wonder of it all, just to think that God loves me. Oh, the Thank you, Lord.